Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Got an interesting show for you today. I like the word interesting. Interesting is always, well, it's just interesting. It's not fascinating. It's not riveting. So you know what? There's something about interesting that you go, I want to know a little bit more. I'm interested. Let me dig into that. So today's show, I want to talk about relationships. Wow, that's a interesting one. I never talk about relationships on this show. Are you in a relationship where you find yourself having to prove your value? Are you currently in a relationship where you find yourself having to prove your value on a constant basis? Trying to prove your value, trying to prove like who you are, and what you're doing, trying to prove your truth, proving your innocence. Perhaps you found yourself in a relationship where you're constantly trying to prove that you're not lying. Maybe you find yourself in this relationship where you're trying to prove that the other person's wrong because they're constantly telling you that you're wrong, that you're lying, that you're not innocent, that you're not truthful, that you don't care. So how do we know? Because I know a lot of you say, well, you know what, Ashley? How do I know that I'm in this relationship? Because it can be hard. Because many of us would really realize that we're using a lot of what I would consider defense mechanisms to probably offset, ignore, lie to ourselves that we're in something like this because it's so hard to figure out how do we deal with it? How do we overcome it? And so today's show, I'm not only going to talk about the problems, I'm not going to only talk about how to know if you're in this type of relationship. I'm going to talk about the feelings that you feel when you're in this type of relationship. I'm going to talk about the cycle of this type of relationship. And then I'm going to talk about what's the point of being in these types of relationships, because I think this is all very important information, and it's fun, and it's powerful, and it really helps us to understand our life situation, right? Okay. All good stuff. And I just think if we kind of go through some of this today, maybe this might shine light on your life. Maybe this might shine light into a life, a friend of yours' life. Maybe this might shine light into a situation that you're dealing with. Maybe this might shine light into something you didn't even think about, a friendship. It doesn't have to be a romantic relationship. This could be a friendship that you haven't realized, a friendship that has been challenging to you, a relationship that's been overwhelming to you. This might even be a family member that you're dealing with. It doesn't have to be a romantic relationship. We're not always talking about marriage or romantic relationships. When we talk about relationships, most of this applies to every single relationship you could possibly have. So how do we know that we're in this type of relationship? How do we honestly know? And what I mean by that is you ask something, and it's very important for you to know, and the person, you know, squawks at it, or, oh, come on, are you serious, and minimizes it, makes it, you know, makes it a certain way for you, and then you begin to question the question you asked. Does it have merit? Is this really important for me to know? And that's where the kind of the manipulation kind of hits, is when the person is using your own question and using a tactic to minimize that against you in a way that makes you question, why am I asking this in the first place? So not only are you allowing somebody to manipulate you, you're also questioning your gut and why you wanted to ask that too. And really think about that. If that's happened recently to you, if somebody's avoided completely, changed the subject even, that's a big one too, where somebody changes the subject, gets you all flustered or confused, maybe makes you laugh, maybe makes a joke. Perhaps they turn it on something else. They bring up another topic that's important. You know, maybe they question something about you. Turn it around. Make you defend yourself. There's lots of things that happen here. And it can be hard, especially when it's a good friend, for example, where you get along with this person very well, you laugh, you have a good time. You might be asking a question that's very important to you, and they, on the other hand, decide to make a joke or make a laugh about it. And this is something that I want you to think about it, because when that does happen, it can be an interesting situation. You know, another thing is that sometimes we're also told that we are overanalyzing a situation. We're overtold that we're overanalyzing a situation or overthinking a situation. And that's something that I really want you to think about as well. If you're being told that you're overanalyzing something or overthinking it, that situation is something that we really need to look at. And so if that's the case, if somebody's telling you that you need to lighten up, or you need to see, or something to that degree, we also need to step back as well, because what is really happening here? And there's sometimes that we could be off target completely. There's sometimes in life where honestly we make snap judgments and we shouldn't make snap judgments, or we make judgments and they were really off balance and off base. And definitely nobody's perfect. We can all make mistakes, but you know, a lot of these things carry with them the pieces together. It's not just one thing. You know, it's not just one question that you ask and, you know, somebody ignores it or minimizes. It's several different pieces here that we'll be talking about that kind of puts the puzzle together a little bit to understanding a little bit more of what we're dealing with. You know, somebody saying, hey, you know, you're too heavy, you need to lighten up, or you're overanalyzing, you know, that in and of itself could be true, you know, based on that as being the only thing. But if it's coupled with other situations here that we're going to talk about, that could actually, you know, prove to be a situation that we need to be aware of. You know, another indication, too, is that if you've ever experienced a situation that takes place that doesn't seem to add up, and you begin to question the other things around it. So when something doesn't seem to add up, when there's something off, for example, maybe, you know, somebody drops contact or somebody doesn't show up for something, you know, and doesn't tell you why and doesn't even contact you until the following day, all different various situations, all these things don't seem to add up because it's not how that person would normally act. And those are the times that really make us question, because a lot of times we go to the worst, right? We start assuming something bad has happened to somebody. Maybe they were in an auto accident or hurt or in the hospital or something to that ramification. And then that's not always not possible. Sometimes that happens, but for the most part, normally those situations did not take place to that degree, and we are actually assuming that or thinking that the worst situation, because there's no way that this person wouldn't do X, Y, Z. There's no way that this person wouldn't follow through with this. And so what happens in situations where we start questioning ourselves is when things start shifting. And some of those situations that take place, you know, that their response or their non-response or their ghosting or whatever that looks like. And ghosting is a very big deal. You know, I've talked about ghosting in some of my videos on YouTube. I have another video on YouTube coming out on ghosting and how to offset it. But if you've been ghosted by somebody, even for a day or two, that can be really unsettling. And I know that some of you out there have experienced that recently. Maybe you're dating somebody, been dating somebody for a few months, everything's been going well, and you're supposed to go out with somebody on that Friday or Saturday night, you're getting ready, everything's good, y'all are supposed to meet at 7, 7 goes by, 8 goes by, 9 goes by, no call, you text, no response, you don't hear anything, you start going to the worst, right? Wow, something must have happened, you start worrying, but then midnight, nothing, and you might not even hear from that person until the next day or the following day. And then there's a reason, some sort of reason that has been concocted or some sort of angle that has been told to you that you have to either accept or reject. And for many people, when they get connected with somebody or they get emotionally involved with somebody, it can be very hard to step back and see that situation for what it is, as an alibi or whatever that looks like, that's not generally completely honest or truthful. And those are the times where you start questioning reality, because normally they'll have for you a reason, and the reason probably sounds pretty good. And usually the ghoster has waited to ghost you because they did not know what to tell you. Because there was a situation that was happening, they were not prepared to tell you what happened, so they waited to come up with a better reason for what happened. And that can take time to come up with a good storyline. And so if you have been ghosted recently and the person came back with a really intricate story, you know, that might be a red flag as well. I mean, some of these stories could be true. I'm not saying that it doesn't happen. Again, this is not always or never, but it can happen. And these are the things that, you know, when coupled together, this is just when all this is coupled together, this is the perfect storm that we need to be aware of. But when you're in a situation like that, especially when somebody puts you on the back burner for hours, doesn't call to check in with you like they normally do, doesn't show up for a date, doesn't show up for whatever, those are some red flags, especially when you are unable to get in touch with them. And I'm not talking about in the first 5-10 minutes, but if you're unable to get in touch with them during those few hours, there's definitely a red flag. There's definitely something there that needs to be addressed. And I think that many of you have gone through these situations and maybe taken somebody back multiple times when this has happened. It's happened 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times. And then you start questioning reality because there's always this good story. There's always a good reason why they weren't there, no matter how extreme that reason is. And so we have to step back sometimes and know, okay, some of those reasons could be true, but are they always true? And then on top of that, if that's the case, let's just say that they did get in trouble or something did happen. Why is it that they don't call you? Why is it that you're not informed? Why is it that you're the last to know? You know, is it because they don't trust you? Is it because they go to somebody else? Or is it because the story itself really doesn't hold water? And those are the things that we need to analyze in life. Those are the things that we need to understand, because the longer we stay in a relationship where this is status quo, we begin to question our reality piece by piece on a day-to-day basis. And that questioning begins to take away from our self-esteem and our self-worth. And that's something that we have to consider, because each time we question ourselves, each time we create this pattern of questioning ourselves, and we create a situation where it is very hard to repair, and it's work that we have to do personally to get back our own identity. And this is important stuff, because anytime you've been in one of these relationships, you could be in a relationship with someone who is a pathological liar. You could be in a relationship with someone who is a raging narcissist. You could be in a relationship with someone that has all kinds of other tendencies or symptoms and signs, and you might not realize it. And the last thing we want to do is to basically saddle our life up with somebody that might not be able to be honest or hasn't had to be honest. Because remember, we have to be aware of these types of things. If somebody is very manipulative, they've learned this. They've come from this type of strategy. They've gotten there somehow. They've created this reality. It has worked for them throughout their life, or they had to use it to get what they wanted when they were a child. There's multiple reasons why this happens. So it's learned, and so you can't change that from somebody. If somebody is like this constantly across the board, you can't change that about somebody. Now, there is a difference when somebody is, and I'm not agreeing with lying at all, but if somebody is lying to self-preserve themselves and then able to eventually, you know, be honest in that moment and talk about it, that's one thing. But I found that a lot of times when you're dealing with somebody that is lying to you, they're going to tell you half-truths, they're going to avoid the truth, there's multiple reasons why, and it's hard because you become this private investigator, and it can be really challenging because there's only so much that you can really know. There's only so much you can really know, because really, honestly, the person has to be honest with you for you to have that transparency and to get it. And that's something that's hard, because if you're not getting that from them, I mean, at some point in time, we have to figure out what are we willing to deal with and what are we not willing to deal with. You know, how far are we willing to go with this, and what do we actually want in our life? And so stay tuned. When I return, I'm going to give you more, concepts, more red flags on things to really look at and how to really safeguard yourself and be kind to yourself in the process. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. Well, I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work. He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. In today's show, I'm asking you, does someone's lies or omissions have you questioning your reality? And right before the break, I was talking about those situations that take place in relationships where something just doesn't add up. Something doesn't happen. Somebody doesn't show up where they're supposed to be. Somebody, you know, ditches you, ghosts you, and then it leaves you wondering what's going on. What's the reason for it? And some people will ghost for a couple of days and come back around and have this elaborate story as to what happened or what went down, or you know, kind of blow it off. Well, I was in a bad mood, or I was depressed, or whatever that looks like. But that can really get you questioning. And I recently had a client that was telling me about a situation where they were supposed to meet a friend, and they got stood up, and then they kept calling and texting and were completely ghosted. And a couple of days went by, and eventually that person reached out and said, "Oh, I was depressed. Sorry, I didn't know how to handle it. I was really in a bad mood. I was in a bad place." And then it happened again and again. And so eventually you have to sit there and say, okay, is this really the truth? And maybe it is, but there's a concept of respecting other people and respecting other people's time. But also you really got to look past that and see what really is happening. Because one time, okay, but multiple times in situations where they're unable to be contacted or communicated with can really set you off down a line wondering what is really happening and what's going on here and what's the reasoning behind the situation. Another red flag that I want to bring up, and this is something that many of you do not take into consideration, and that is the method of communication. The type of communication, actually, and the way that somebody communicates is very important. So, you know, I've had it where you know, you have somebody that texts you all the time, and then eventually the texts are like one-word texts. Or they go from, you know, texting you 100 times a day to twice a day, one word. Definitely a huge change. Or someone that instead of sending, you know, text messages that they do, they're only sending photographs of things that they see, stuff like that. Or they change the type of communication. Let's say, like, you know, we're getting calls from this person, and now the calls are non-existent, and now it's all text messages. And so that change in communication can be a very big sign that something is happening as well in this relationship that you need to be aware of. And it can be hard to see because we're in this world, there's so much technology, it's a fast-paced world. A lot of things are going on, and then people do have lives. So on the other flip side, people do have work, they do have lives, they do have stresses, they might not be able to text you immediately when you text, they might not text a long, robust text sometimes, but I'm not talking about that. I think we know a difference between that. When somebody might fluctuate a little bit because they're at work or they have family in town or that sort of thing, but I'm talking about when you see an abrupt change. And that can be definitely a sign of something is happening, something that you need to figure out or need to know. And it's a red flag when it's coupled with these other things. Okay, so don't take one in particular and run with it. Okay, this is what's happening in my life. I'm being lied to. This is horrible. No, I mean, people do have feelings. People do go through depression. People do have stress and anxiety. It's not that, but it's like coupled with these various different aspects are very important. The other indication I find interesting is that when you start going through this with somebody, you begin to question other aspects of the relationship. What is happening? How do they really feel? What is going on? You begin to question that, but you also begin to question yourself. And that's the part that can be inherently unhealthy. I'm not against questioning ourselves. I'm not against getting to the core of our issues. I'm certainly not against this. I'm about finding our truth. However, when we begin to question ourselves at the core, we begin to create more problems in our own life. We can question ourselves and our motives, but there's a point where we keep questioning ourselves. We might be dealing with somebody that we are being manipulated by and internalizing that type of manipulation. Because remember, sometimes when we're not getting answers to questions and somebody's manipulating you, sometimes it's easier to go inward and fight yourself than it is to ask the questions that you want to out of fear of what you might find out or fear of the other person not being there for you and not being there or leaving or ghosting you or ending the relationship. Stay tuned. When I return, I'll be talking more about this, offering more information and red flags. Don't change the channel. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, "Man, you got a memory like an elephant." It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russian forces pounded residential areas across Ukraine overnight as Ukrainian forces mounted a counteroffensive in hopes of taking back an occupied southern region. A Russian rocket attack on the city that is home to Ukrainian forces in the east killed 3 people and wounded 13 others Friday. The Russian Defense Ministry claims it's taken control of a village on the outskirts of Donetsk. The Kremlin, with the help of its forces and rebels that they've supported, is seeking to seize Ukrainian-held areas north and west of that city to expand the separatist self-proclaimed republic. Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, among many of former President Trump's supporters, speaking out about the search on the Mar-a-Lago estate this week. She called the search a political persecution of the former president and accused Attorney General Merrick Garland of abusing his power. The comments come after the search warrant on Trump's estate was unsealed by a federal judge. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jay Fusey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Does someone's lies have you questioning your own reality? Their lies, their omissions, their half-truths, whatever. They're ghosting. They're not appearances. They're not being there. Whatever it is, does it have you questioning your reality? And many of you actually are, because you're in a relationship, whether it's a best friend, whether it's an old friend from school, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a romantic relationship, even a marriage or a long-term romantic relationship. Many people are going through this right now. And so this is a very interesting dynamic, and I think that it has to be addressed and it needs to be talked about, because these are the questions you have. These are the things that you ask your best friend. Oh my God, what do you think about this? What do you think is happening there? What do you think? What do you think? And a lot of times your friends will be like, what are you doing? What is going on? Do you see the red flags? But it's so hard. It's so hard to see the red flags in your own life. It really is. And that's why, you know, going to a life coach or seeking a therapist, either way is a very good thing, because the person doesn't, you know, they don't know, they know the situation enough, but they don't have any preconceived, you know, thought processes or any judgments. Also, there's no stake in the game to be able to provide you the knowledge and wisdom that you need to make that decision yourself. You know, so right before the break, I was talking about how we begin to question other aspects of the relationship, questioning what they feel, what they think, other thoughts that they're having, you know, based on the questioning they're having about the situation. Another thing that I want you to think about is, has the person recently closed off themselves? Has the person recently closed off? Like, have they become closed off around you? Is it someone that was open for a while, very open, maybe very honest with you, and all of a sudden, this person seems to have closed down? They seem to not be that same emotional person they were, that same connection. It almost feels like there's a wall between you. There's a wall between you. Have you felt that way? Do you feel that way? And that's something that you really need to ask yourself, because, you know, sometimes if you're in a long-term marriage, for example, and you've been married for a long time, you might not catch some of those signs because you're living under the same roof, you're sleeping next to somebody all the time, somebody, but they might not be being open with you. They might not be emotionally vulnerable with you. They might not be talking with you. And it's hard to see that because you're in close proximity, but you're really not emotionally close. And this is a big one. This is something that many people deal with, especially if they've been married for long term. But if somebody's recently closed off themselves, this is a big sign. If somebody's normally outwardly outspoken or talking about how they feel, and they're no longer talking about how they feel, this could be an issue. This could be something that you really have to think about. Because if somebody's recently closed themselves off, there's a sign there. There's something going on. There's something that they're processing. There's something that they're going through. There's something that they feel like they can't talk to you about it, or they're not ready to talk to you about it. And this can be hard for many of you, especially if you've been very close to your spouse. When you start catching this, a lot of you sweep it under the rug. You act like it doesn't exist. That's kind of human nature, right? Like, I don't really want to necessarily see this. I'm going to act like I didn't see anything or feel anything. Let's go out to dinner and have some drinks. Let's, you know, it'll all go away. But this is a pattern that we need to be aware of. This is something that's very important. You know, if you have been with somebody, though, for years where they have been closed off, and that's no different, that can be challenging in and of itself, because you don't really know where that person stands or what they feel, because they haven't really expressed any of that to you, which can also be an issue in and of itself too. So these are very interesting situations that take place that can be very challenging all the way around. And that's something that I want us to think about. That's something that I want us to engage in. That's something that I want us to talk about, because that is a big sign, especially in a marriage when somebody is closed off, but also, you know, trying to open those lines of communication can be very helpful as well. So let's think about that. Any other things too, like before we go into solutions or options, because I think that when all of these are coupled together, when you look at that, when you're the questions, when you know, when you ask things and they're, you know, it's kind of been minimalized or laughed at, or, you know, the subject has been changed, or that, you know, you're being told that you're overanalyzing, you're being told that you're wearing your feelings on your sleeve, or you're being told that you're being childish, or you're being told that type of thing. Situations that have taken place that don't feel right. Situations that have taken place that don't feel right. These are important things to think about. You know, the communication method, has that changed? Has the consistency changed? Has, you know, and I'm talking about change for a while. I'm not talking about a day or two. But I'm talking about change for a while. Has somebody that would normally give you a dissertation every single text message is now giving you, you know, a one or two word answer? You know, also it's interesting too, I find that, you know, when there is stuff going on, there's not a lot of questions being asked on the other side. They're not asking you how you're feeling. They're telling you what they're doing. And they're telling you what they're doing to a minimal amount. They're not opening themselves up. You know, if you're used to somebody calling you at night and they don't call you anymore, that's also an interesting red flag, especially if it's gone for a period of time. Now, we're not talking about a few days here. You got to think about this because it's longevity. And I'm not trying to say, oh, everybody's up to something and we can't trust anybody. That is not what I'm talking about. But I am saying, coupled with all these things, we need to be aware, because the last thing I want you to do is to lose your identity, is to lose yourself in a situation because you don't know what the truth is anymore. So the first thing that I want you to do, if you find yourself in a situation kind of surrounded by these situations, surrounded by these red flags, I want you to begin to think about, what are some of the questions that you really want to ask this person? And I don't want you to do it randomly. I don't want you to be on a phone call just randomly throwing out questions. I mean, you got to be really particular with the situation, especially depending on the depth of the relationship. You need to really look at that. You know, if this is your husband or wife, you need to have a conversation. And it might be very unpleasant to you, but there has to be a conversation. You don't just text your husband or wife while they're at work. You don't just, you know, get on a phone call and berate them. You got to be, you know, face to face with them and have this conversation that will probably be extremely uncomfortable. But is knowledge uncomfortable? Is wondering uncomfortable? Is questioning your reality uncomfortable? Sure, it's miserable. So there's different layers to that. So I want you to think about those questions you have. What are some of the questions you have? And I don't want you to just like put them in your head. I want you to write them down. I want you to write those down somewhere safe, somewhere that you can write it down, that you can feel okay about, that you feel fine that it's there. And I want you to analyze it and look at those questions multiple times and really think about it. Do I want to ask that question? Is this question pertinent? What are my most pertinent questions? The other question I have for you is, do you listen to your gut? Many of you do, many of you don't. And if you are somebody that listens to your gut and you've listened to it in the past and it's been honest with you in the past, what is your gut telling you now? Now, I don't like to just go decently go gut check and say, hey, you go with your gut every time, because some of you haven't been priming your gut at all. You don't really know what's going on. And that's not a judgment call. It's just because you haven't really pushed yourself to analyze what's happening. And that's something that we got to see it. We got to see it for what it is. It's something that we have to see what it is. So it's like, you know, if your gut is on all the time, and every time you go to your gut, you feel sore, that's great. That's awesome. That's beautiful. If you haven't been using your gut and you're not doing that, you can't go by that. We have to, you know, we really need the facts. And many of you might have been using your gut for a long time, but you still need the facts, right? It's still nice to have the facts to know I didn't make an assumption. I didn't judge somebody adversely. You know, I did not, you know, do X, Y, Z. I feel confident about whatever that was. And so we definitely want to, if we are listening to our gut, though, or feeling a certain way, or certain thoughts are coming to our head, we need to write those down, too. We need to be true to ourselves, because if we have been true to ourselves in the past, why aren't we doing that in this relationship as well? Because if the gut has been working all this time, then why isn't it working now? You know, the other thing, too, is that we have to plan all this out, because the last thing you want to do is to do something out of your character that creates a reality that this person closes up or ghosts or dismisses you or is not going to give you the truth. We've got to plant the seed, and we've got to do it in the right place and the right time. So we have to ask, we have to get the right time to meet, and we also have to ask the right questions. And when we're asking the right questions, they have to be things that we really want to know. Like some of the superficial things, we don't need to know. Some of the things, I mean, come on, pick your battles. Pick them. But we also need to ask very calmly and in a loving way. And some of you, it's very challenging because you've been holding on to these questions for a long time. It's been gnawing at you. You've been questioning your reality for a long time. You've been questioning yourself for a long time, and it's causing you to be angry and resentful. And so we have to really do a check at this point in time, because otherwise it's going to come out wrong. The person's going to feel as though they need to fight back, okay, and that's not a good thing. And if somebody really is honestly manipulating you and gaslighting you, and this isn't just straight self-preservation, you know, we can get ourselves into a whole nother layer of manipulation and gaslighting, okay? And that can take you in a tailspin, too. And so we have to be prepared for whatever But in order to be prepared for whatever, we can't expect one thing or another. We have to go in with no expectations. You have to go in with no expectations. So we have to know those questions, and we have to know exactly what we want to ask. And that's one of the biggest things. I think that one thing, too, before you go into these questions, if you have, you know, somebody like myself, like a life coach to work with, it's a good person to discuss this, obviously, in day and weekly sessions with, so that you really know exactly the direction to go. You're prepared for it. We've talked off all and talked about all possible scenarios. We understand the situation back and forth. You know, if you don't have someone like that, I totally recommend you finding somebody like this, because it allows you to talk to somebody that's unbiased. Okay, because a lot of people that are in your life are biased, and they're biased because they want your time, or they're biased because they feel a certain way about you. You got to be careful when you're asking friends and family stuff. I mean, some people will really help you and do the best they can, but most people have some sort of bias. They have something that they want, or they have a way that they want, or they have a thought process of how they want your life to be. Or they want to be in your life. And the best example I can give is somebody that's having marital trouble. And, you know, the person that's having marital trouble is asking, you know, a close friend that might have, you know, might have the desire to be in a relationship with them, asking them for advice. It's not going to go very well, because the person really wants a relationship with that person, even undercover. And what's going to happen is they're going to make decisions or offer suggestions that will get that person to leave that other person to some degree, based on whatever that looks like. And that's something that I really want us to look at, is to really realize, are we getting, you know, really good advice, or are we getting biased advice? Because biased advice can get us into a whole nother world of problems. And I understand there's some friends that maybe you can talk to, but the best thing too is to really, when you are talking about this, is to try to make it faceless and nameless, so that people don't also judge it based on what they know about that person. And then you don't have to really worry about, you know, if you do connect again, or if that person really wasn't lying, you don't have to worry about hiding that relationship from your friends or from your family and that sort of thing, because that can get into a whole another can of worms, because then people can start judging that person and hating them, even if the person hasn't done anything, or making it very hard for you to spend time with this person because they have their own feelings and thoughts about that person, which leads to a whole another slippery slope where you're over there hiding, hanging out with this person because everybody doesn't like this person anymore, and then that becomes another stress point in your life. And that's something you really want to think about. You know, lastly, but you know, one of the last thoughts that I want to bring up to you is that, you know, we want, if we're going to ask somebody their opinion, you need to make sure that they're trustworthy, and you need to listen to what they have to say, but you also have to go with your gut ultimately, because no matter what happens, if you don't do what you need to do, that's only going to take you off target. And you have to kind of listen to yourself and decide. And I've also found, too, that sometimes meditation on it, stepping back, analyzing the situation for what it is, being able to see things clearer. And it takes time. You don't want to, like, go at it. The moment that this all comes to pass is not always the time that this needs to be executed. Now, sometimes it's harder to go back retro. Like, it's harder to go back to the past and say, hey, well, remember what happened 6 months ago? We don't want to wait 6 months. We don't even want to wait 1 month. When something happens, you might not want to attack it that moment because you're not prepared to be calm and to ask the proper questions. But, I mean, I'm talking about, let's attack this in a few days. Let's prepare to decide what we need to talk about and get prepared to have that conversation so that it's still fresh. Because remember, your brain will start playing tricks with you. Our brain will start finding reasons why it's not that big of a deal. Our brain will start creating the reality that that really didn't happen. Our brain will start creating the reality that, oh, well, that wasn't, you know, oh, yeah, I mean, I thought that was kind of that way. But they, you know, well, you know, they've been having a hard time. And, you know, I understand, you know, they ghosted me and I didn't hear from them. But it's okay because, you know, I know that they've been having challenges in their life. And that's fine. I'm glad that you have empathy. But at the same time, is that the right place for empathy? Is that the right place for that support? Or is this something that's been ongoing that you keep giving a pass to, that's taking away from your self-esteem and your self-worth? Because the more and more we give in to not very good behavior, the more and more that we begin to question our reality, and the more and more that we fall away from where we need to be in our life with our goals and our desires and our beliefs and our values. Stay tuned. When I return, I'm going to be giving you more tips and tricks and some things to think about here, because if you've been in this position, you know the pain and suffering and the stress that comes with it. Nobody wants to feel that. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Does someone's lies have you questioning your reality? Does somebody's omissions have you questioning your reality? Does somebody's actions have you questioning your reality? And that can happen across the board, and I've met with many clients that have talked about that. You know, somebody has ghosted them for a period of days, and it makes them question, and they come back with the story of what happened, or the communication is completely changed, or when they ask questions, they're, you know, mocked, or it's belittled, or what have you. And so, you know, before the break, I was giving you ways of going around this and asking those questions, thinking about those questions, you know, creating a list, and ultimately the best situation you can have, and I think for most people, these situations exist with people that are close to them. Family members, close, super close friends, or romantic relationships or marriages. So you have the chance in those relationships to be face to face, and ultimately to ask these questions, you really do need to be face to face. I've had clients that can't stop. They got to ask on the phone, and I say, you know, we're not going to get what we want. We might not get what we want person by, you know, face to face, person to person, but at least we can see their body language. At least we can see their avoidance, or we can see this, or we can see this type of behavior. Can't see that on the phone. And, you know, for some of you, you know, you do need the information, you need the evidence, because you already have that gut feeling, maybe. You already have that gut, that you already know something's going on, you just don't know exactly what it is or what's happening, so you're needing to have some of those answers filled in, and that's important. But we need to know what we want to ask, and we need to ask it diligently and calmly if we want to have particularly the right responses. And this is important, because we owe it to ourselves to get those answers, and we have to get it, and it's not manipulative by being calm. You're just by holding yourself back a little bit emotionally, we're also able to listen to the response. Very powerful stuff. And that's something that I really want us to think about and really connect with. Because, you know, if we have relationships in our life that is causing us, you know, sadness or grief or fear or depression, we really need to look at that, because that's taking you off target from where you need to be focusing your energy. If somebody's constantly ghosting you and you're in love with them, That's really a painful place to be, and they keep coming back with this idea or this answer of what happened, and you keep buying into it, but you keep getting hurt. Remember, actions speak louder than words. I might tell you I care. I might tell you I love you, but if I'm not walking the walk, I can talk all I want. And that's another last piece that I want to leave with you today in today's radio show / podcast, is I want you to think about that. When somebody tells you that, are they also doing the actions? You know, are they walking the walk? And I really need you to look at that, because our society today is so into words. You know, does that person step up to the plate? Is that person there for you? Are they there for you? Do they actually show you that they care, or do they tell you they care? Do they tell you they're sorry, or do they show you that they're sad about their actions? I need you to look at that, because that is going to be the telltale sign. Because a lot of times we've allowed words to take over our society, not actions. Actions are strong. If somebody says, I really care about you and I want you to be safe, if you're not hearing from them, like they say they're going to call you and check on you, and they don't do it, and then they don't do it again, and they don't do it again. Again, that's actions speak louder than words. I'm telling you this in the moment, but I'm not feeling that. And so ultimately, if that's happening in your life, you need to bring that up to that person. Give them the benefit of the doubt. Give them the option to make changes. Give them the option to show. Give them the option, and maybe they just, you know, lost their way, or maybe, you know, they had a lot of things on their mind, but giving them the option to make that change. But if you give them that option and you bring it up and they consistently do it, you know, that's an answer all on its own, too, that we don't like to normally take, because that answer stings. That's not what we want to hear. If they're walking the walk, great. If they're not, bring it up. If they still don't walk the walk, great. Bring it back up. If they still don't, now you got to decide what you're going to do. Because we've been shown the evidence of what they are going to do and apparently what they're not going to do. I hope this show has been beneficial. Please share it with your family, friends, coworkers, anybody out there that you think, you know, wants to live their true life and really get to that level and understanding the human condition and why people do what they do, and also being able to understand the ins and outs and the psychological ins and outs of things to really help them to really live their true life, to get some of these questions out of their mind and be able to have those solid answers and to be, you know, true to themselves. Also, check out the YouTube channel. Go to Ashley Burgess, B-E-R-G-E-S, Ashley B-E-R-G-E-S. New video content out every single week. Check it out. Let me know if you have any ideas or thoughts. Definitely reach out. You can go to AshleyBurgess.com and click on that contact page. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 3 shakes.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.